Hello, welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 47. My name is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. I'm Brandon.
That is Brandon.
Thanks for welcoming me here.
Hey, no problem. You're not drinking on anything tonight.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I will be here in about 2 minutes. I forgot about it, because I was preoccupied with something else.
With hay?
Yeah. I got a text message from an anonymous person saying, could you give me a call about hay? And so I'm going to give them a call about hay. I don't know much about it, but it's going to happen. I'm trying to find my bottle opener. I have tonight a Left Hand Brewing Company milk stout. There you go.
And I see it has a left hand on the...
It does, and a cow. It's from Longmont, Colorado. Probably got weed in it.
So how are things?
Things are busy, busy. First of all, I'm a year older than last time we recorded, so I'm...
I am as well.
I'm 25 now, again.
See?
Feels good, yeah, I see that. Level up, yeah.
I leveled up.
Awesome. Yeah, so that's fun. It's also my last weekend off, so it was like, ugh, I've worked every weekend since. But I did have a good birthday weekend. I went and saw Coldplay, so that was awesome. Pretty impressed. Like I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't expect it to be that good. And it just kind of, it was very impressive. I was very impressed. So that was fun. Then I went and ate oysters, drank a lot of wine. So good times.
That's cool.
And then I worked every day since then, except for Labor Day. Woohoo.
Gotta love the work.
I know, and like I wasn't supposed to work this last weekend, but Saturday I just went and did demo rides, test rides up at the Harley dealership.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but so that's fun. I have this weekend off, and so I'm disappearing, falling off the map. Well, sort of. I'm going to go to Oklahoma City. Coheed and Cambria is playing the Diamond Ballroom on Saturday, so I'm going to sneak up there, spend the weekend in Oklahoma City, and go watch them play. So
that's cool.
So how was your birthday?
It was fine. I actually worked.
That's no fun.
Yeah, but it was cool. Like, got a new job now, and you know, it's been hard for me to write material.
Yeah.
Honest to God, because I'm not as pissed off anymore.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I know that feeling.
But I mean, I still have stuff, and I'll still rage. But, but yeah, I like it. I like it.
Now, sometimes just a little change helps. So
no more Black Friday.
Oh yeah, or tax free weekend.
Yeah,
that happened last month. You didn't have to deal with that.
Sure didn't.
So good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find this thing, one of the items I have for tonight.
All right, well, why don't you go ahead with that? I've got one open letter, that's it.
This kind of, you know, I've been doing some kind of life hack type things, right? Where I, if you encounter
hack
this.
Life.
Like the one where I did where if you encounter certain wild animals like wasps and snake.
Right.
This
shark,
is,
booping
this,
on the
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, booping on the dick, yeah, if the nose doesn't work. So this is what you do when you see a beached whale, okay? So, number one... Before doing anything, determine the whale's species through a standard lick test. Okay, so that's, I mean, everyone should know how to do that. So if you can't push the whale back into the ocean yourself, just try applications of salt water by running back and forth with a Dixie cup, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no big deal. Many beached whales are unable to move back into the water. Help them adjust to their new life by pointing out that land is easier to walk on and has a whole lot more chic restaurants, okay? So, I mean, just gotta take that into consideration. And then number four, probably the most important, contact your city's top whale calendar photographer because you just found this February. So there you go. Next time, I know we're 10 hours from a beach, but...
Well, I'm pretty sure I've seen some beach whales in Tulsa.
It's true, yeah. So there you go, kids and adults.
That I would not lick.
Well, I guess...
Or would I?
I guess if you're not sure about their species, you probably should, so...
What if I just don't care?
Well, then you're a horrible person.
Yeah, I'm not a hippie.
No. What does that say? I can't remember what it says. Like, am I a terrible person? Yes. But am I trying to better myself? No. So, there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I stand.
Yep. I ran into more terrible people this last weekend than in a while, so yay for them.
Yeah, I've come in contact with some terrible people with my new job.
Yeah, I can understand that. But, hey, you got to expect it, so.
Well, yeah, it's part of life. They're going to be terrible people. That's when you just kill them. Then you don't have to worry about them anymore.
Oh, man, I guess. It's hard to say if it was road rage yesterday, because on my way back to my place from, I went and picked my mom up at the airport, took her home, then Maverick headed back to my place, and I was turning left onto a street, and so there's, on my right, there was a guy, it was a stop sign, going across, so I let him go. And then I'm going to turn left behind him because I'm next, okay? Well, the lady behind him does the old pull up the stop sign, just try to fall in behind him instead of waiting her turn. But I just go because I'm like, whatever. I'm going to hit you or you're going to hit me and it's going to be your fault because, you know, you ran a stop sign. So I pull out and she slams on her brakes. I slam on my brakes and just get on the horn. And she just immediately goes into rage mode where she's screaming and waving her hand and just, I mean... And so I just throw my arms up like, you ran a stop sign, you know, why are you yelling at me for honking at you? So I pull in front of her and she's still going at it. I mean, she's right on my tail, waving her hands and yelling. You could tell she's yelling. I see her get her phone out. So I stop and I roll my window out and I stick my head out and I'm like, you know, what? You ran a stop sign. And she's still yelling and she's like waving her hand. She's like doing this and she holds her phone up and then she does it again. So I'm like, are you filming me? And so I put it in park and I get out of the truck, you know, and there's two cars behind her and, you know, no one's coming the other way. And so I throw out my hands. I'm like, what, bitch? I said, you ran a stop sign. What's your problem? She's like, I'm calling 911 right now. I'm taking a picture of you. I'm taking a picture of your truck. And I'm like, why? What are you going to tell them? I ran a stop sign and a guy honked at me. It's, you know, because that's really going to piss them off. You know, they're going to laugh at you and be like, lady, go F yourself. So. And so I see your razor phone up, so I just start posing. And I'm just like, good luck. Get back in my truck, and I just start driving like 20 miles an hour up the street. So it's like, you got to be kidding me. You're going to call 911 and tell them what?
So how'd you get out of jail so quick?
Well, I mean, surprisingly, the cops didn't show up or call me or anything. Wow. I don't know why. So I don't even know. Because she, the whole time, I mean, for the next mile, she had her phone to her ear. But, you know, she could have been bluffing. Even if she wasn't. Even if she called 911, literally, what is she going to tell them? A guy honked at me and then yelled at me? Well, lady, why do you do that? Well, I ran a stop sign in front of him. It's like... I mean, what are you going to say that's going to make them come running to arrest me or whatever? So, stupid people. Yeah, I was so mad, like I was shaking, but at the same time, I'm like, this is hilarious. This is hilarious. So, yeah.
That'd be awesome if she posted that on YouTube.
Yeah, that'd be great. In fact, I'm going to start looking for it. Be like, hey, guess what? There's another side of this story. The bitch ran a stop sign. That's why I want to get a GoPro and mount it on the dash. I mean, I want to get a GoPro for lots of reasons, but that would be a good one, because that would have just solved it right there. I mean, I got it on video, so. Nowadays, you almost have to document everything, because it's just because of people like that. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a lot of that going on.
Did you get some for your birthday? Did you get any lap dances or some boobies?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Did you get any spankings?
Just for myself.
Oh, yeah. Strumming the manjo.
Yeah.
What was the other one that... Oh, I can't remember. The one for the women is feeding the kitty. What was the other one? I can't remember. Strumming the manjo is still my favorite, though.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, well, I guess you could do all that next year for your birthday, so...
You know, hopefully I'll get to feed the kitty, too.
Yeah, there you go. Feed the kitty. That's dirty.
Okay, so I've got two romance novels.
Oh, wow.
They're short.
Okay, so they're not really novels. They're like short stories or novellas, I guess.
Right, and then I've got an open letter, and then that's really all I have.
All right, fair enough, yeah.
So I don't know. I'll go ahead and do the open letter just because.
That works.
If I can find my notes.
Well, check under notes. So.
All right, I can't even remember who this is about. It's about someone.
Fair enough. So,
you stupid ass fucktard. I'm not even sure how you made it out of your mom's ass. I was sure you would get lost. Seeing you makes me want to jump in front of a train head first. You're a Monday night chick. A Monday night chick is a chick you take out on Monday night because you don't want to be seen with her on the weekend.
Nice. Kind of a moped.
Yeah. You're just someone that sucks a good dick and will do it because you fall in love after a week. Your family is normal, so what the fuck happened to you? Did you touch your funny spot when you were little and it fucked up your head?
Yikes.
You never shut the fuck up. If you had something interesting or intelligent to say, it wouldn't be so bad, but all I hear is blah, 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 dick in the butt, blah, 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 dick in the eye. No one cares.
Oh, no.
You've had a lot of jobs in your life, but it's not even close to the amount of blowjobs you've given. Take a shower, bitch. Bitch. Take a shower, bitch.
All right, you just gave away whose name it was.
not just sit under the water, but use fucking soap. You know, that bar that you want to rub against your vagina, but it runs away because of the smell. You're always hungry, whether it be for attention, food, dick. You're clumsy as fuck. I never met a person as clumsy as you. In your defense, it's because you're a drunk. You absolutely disgust me. The only good thing about the days passing is it's getting close to your death. This is Jeff signing off with Go Fuck Yourself.
Nice.
Okay, I remembered who it was about.
I was going to say, well, I mean, we could narrow it down that it's a girl. So, I mean, that's a...
That's about it.
That's a start. So, that works. I thought I had something else, but apparently not. I'm just making stuff up. Never mind. Forget that.
That works.
Yeah. I've got nothing. It's all work. No play. My dad got back from Europe, so I had to listen to all his stories the other day. Made me jealous. Not fair. Apparently, we need to go to Europe.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Apparently, I need to retire first, so that's not going to happen. Oh, well.
What? Unless you get rich all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I've still yet to win the lottery, so one of these days, though.
So you're not holding out is basically what you're saying?
I guess. I guess you could say that, so. I kind of want to go camping. Obviously not right now because it's still super hot outside. Like, I rode over here on the scooter, and it was just, I'm sweating by the time I got here. Not good. My dad and I are reminiscing about the old camping days, a few camping trips before Jeff was around. I mean, you were born, but there was one where we'd gone. It's called the Barren Fork River. Still in Tahlequah, but it's kind of a... Barren Fork runs into the Illinois. I said Illinois River. But it's, you know, you didn't have your float people, so it was quiet. It was a little more secluded. But, I mean, there was once where there was probably 8 of us that went out there and camped. My dad went with us. It was just... good time. Caught some fish. Drank a little.
You didn't witness a fat guy getting jacked off by, or a skinny guy getting jacked off by a fat chick.
No, sure didn't. No HJ in the rivers. So unless one of the guys did it, but I don't know. I didn't see. So
which reminds me, I saw this article today, and I'm gonna wait on the romance novel.
That's letters. Fine. Not in a very romantic mood tonight, anyway.
No, but this reminds me of romance. I was looking through articles today on FaceSpace.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a photographer who took pictures of females when they're having orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it is so funny. I need you to send you the link. Man.
Yeah, I've probably seen it, first of all. And second of all, I think you could have the same gallery of pictures and title it Girls Who Are About to Sneeze.
Right.
And it would look exactly the same. It's funny. Yes, that's very true.
It's pretty funny, though. I was like, a guy actually gets paid.
Yeah.
To watch girls feed their kitten.
Yeah.
And feel good.
I mean, I wonder if he's like, can we hurry this up? You know, you're taking a long time. You know,
time is money.
So, yeah. Maybe he's gay or something.
Probably the only reason they do it.
That or he's just got a huge boner the entire time. So... hey, you need some help over there? You need some help over there?
I guess it'd be hard for him to take the picture in.
That would be hard. Pictures, they have timers.
That'd be absolutely great timing.
That's true. Yeah. Just, what do they call it, a photo burst thing, or just open exposure, or takes you know, 5 pictures a second, whatever. So,
but it was pretty funny. Some of the faces were great, man.
Right? Yeah.
Pretty sure one girl looked possessed. Her eyes were in the back of her head.
Yeah, setting the bar high.
Only to be disappointed later on.
Yeah, that's true. I need to get one of those Japanese sperm donation machines.
I know, those are awesome.
Just stick in the corner of the bedroom, just never, you know, never leave home. No, I was discussing the other day, at work, about, you know, the idea. Like, it kind of started out as kind of a serious, not really philosophical, but serious discussion about chivalry and women nowadays are like, chivalry's dead and blah blah blah. Well, and the thing is like, if you want me to hold the door open for you because you expect me to, or I'm supposed to, then that kind of defeats the purpose of chivalry. It's like, I don't do it because you expect me to. It's like, I, you know, want to do it for, because it's nice. And so we started talking about taking girls on dates and the cost involved in that, because I'd seen a picture online. It was like, it was done with stuffed animal cartoons, which made it kind of funny, of like, it was like relationships nowadays. And so it was like a bear, like a teddy bear and a stuffed rabbit, and the rabbit's kind of pointing to this expensive purse with kind of a frown on her face, and you see the next frame, the teddy bear is buying the purse, and so the rabbit has heart eyes, while she's hugging this person, and the next frame is, you know, the teddy bear banging the stuffed rabbit. And it's like, so my coworker who is married and has been married for whatever 20 years is like, yeah, that's exactly it. He's like, it doesn't get better. Doesn't get better. And so we were talking, me and another coworker who's Dylan, you met Dylan, at a birthday get together. And so, you know, he and I are just like, that's true. And it's BS. You know, it's like one of the last dates I went on, we went out to dinner. So it was like $40-something, $50 right there. It was a Mexican restaurant. So the entrees were pretty reasonable price. But then she had like two glasses of sangria and I had a margarita. And then we went to a bar downtown, the Valkyrie, which is actually pretty cool, and spent another $80 there. And it's like, that's a lot of money for to just like be like, all right, we'll see you next time. You know, it's like, better be coming home with me. What am I getting out of this? And so one of them actually found a video that was circulating on Facebook for a while of this guy, and I don't know who he is or why he was talking to these women, who was, you know, or what is the purpose of the conference or whatever it was, but just the clip that was circulating was, he's like, all right, ladies, raise your hand if you think the guy should pay for a date every time. And so, you know, 100 women raised their hand, you know, the majority of the thing. And so he's like, all right, you can put your hand down. And he's like, okay, that's fine, but you've got to sleep with him on that date. And everyone's just, you know, you hear the gasp like, oh, you know, and he's like, because here's the deal. It's like, if you expect us to pay every time, you're basically saying you're only worth my time if you're paying, if you're giving me something for money, you know? And so it's like, if that's the case, then you've got to give us something for money. And it was just kind of funny the way he laid it out. It's like, that's true. So yeah, that's why dating is dumb nowadays. Oh, well. We should go back to arranged marriages.
Yeah.
Or just follow my dad's example and be single and spend a month in Europe. So, because that's working out for him.
Yeah.
He was in Italy. He was wandering around. Like, he was with a tour group that was from all over. I mean, there were people from Australia, New Zealand, China, Sweden.
There are always people from China on every tour.
It's true. And he said they were some of the funniest people because they were Chinese. Like, the two parents were Chinese, like, from China. They moved to California, and as they do a lot, they have American names, like Bob and Sally,
right?
You know, and so, but it was just funny because they're completely fully immersed in American culture, and you know, here they are, they still sound like Chinese people, and but yet they have, anyway. So that's another story, but so he's with this tour group, and they go from city to city on a bus together. But then once they're in the city, they can kind of do their own thing. So he's in Rome, and he decides he wants to go see the Vatican City, because it's like, you know, he's like, you know, here we call things that are 50 years old historic, you know, there it's 1,000 years old. And so he's kind of wandering around. He went and saw Sistine Chapel, and he's like, there's a lot of people there, and I can't remember, he said there was like a bell or something going off, so he's, and people just start kind of migrating, so he's like, what's going on? So he's like, you know, I've only been to one Catholic Mass in my entire life. And he said, and I can say that it was led by the Pope. And that's what it was. People were going to Mass because he's like, the bell was the noon bell from noon Mass. And so he's like, I went, watched the Pope start. And he's like, I stayed there basically long enough to listen to him for a little while. He's like, of course, it's all in Italian, so I don't know what's going on. He's not Catholic. So he just took a picture and made his way out. And it's like, that's kind of cool. Even if you're not Catholic, you know. It'd be like meeting the President of the United States. You're like, you know, I'm not really a fan of the President of the United States, but I can say I met him. You know?
Right.
It's like, you're still going to tell people, so there you go. If I were to go to Mass, I would want the Pope to be there. So this is one of his many stories. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
I'm ready to go look for some titties and beer. So.
Well, remember, tell people about us.
Yeah, tell people about us. I'm still waiting. I didn't really get any birthday gifts, even though I announced it on the last episode. And you've had plenty of time to come through, listeners. But no one did. So, kind of, you guys are all kind of failures. I guess never too late. Christmas is coming up, apparently.
Yeah, there.
Because apparently stores are already putting out decorations.
That's crazy.
Yeah, tell people about us, like us, spread the word. Don't spread VDs. Also, probably don't have kids either.
Yeah. Don't forget to get your pets sprayed or Nutella'd.
Sprayed? Yeah, just spray your pets.
Or Nutella'd.
Or Nutella'd, yes. Nutella them. I hear that. They like that, so. And it's safe. So, yeah, like us, interns, if you want to be an intern, please send your pictures and resumes, heights. We need to know how tall you are. Apparently that matters.
Mouth diameter.
Please send us a picture with a ballpark Frank in your mouth. just so we know. I mean, it'll be extra room, but, you know.
Right.
I mean, you could put a pencil in your mouth and work.
Yeah.
Pen, ballpoint pen, something like that. So, yeah, in your natural hair color, please. So.
All right.
Other than that, I mean, all I got to say is take it easy. If it's easy, take it twice.
All right. Until next time.
See ya.